Candle services, I think, have all kinds of different meanings at different times. I've been to them when a community will get together to mourn a loss. I've been to candlelight services at the end of the year where maybe family members will gather at a certain place, all kinds of family members from different families, and light a candle in remembrance of someone they lost. But my goal tonight was different. I wanted to light a candle tonight in remembering one of the last things that was said by the shepherds. The shepherds said that they made haste and they found the babe wrapped in the manger and they saw all that they went to see. Then the Bible tells us this, that when they left there, they spread abroad the things that they had been told. One of the greatest things that you and I have tonight is a testimony and a witness. The book of John chapter 1, the Bible tells us that Jesus was the Word, but it is also life and light. And it says that John the Baptist came to bear witness of that light. And in that light, there is no darkness. You and I have that light if we're saved. And I don't believe tonight you would come to a church service on Christmas night if you wasn't really here to worship the Lord. So I believe we're all here for the right reason tonight. And in just a moment you'll see a picture of really what this is supposed to be. The Bible tells us that in Matthew chapter 5 that we are to let our light so shine among men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. I love science, and I love to study science. And I remember when it talks about light. Light is a type of measurement. They measure by light. Light is used for a lot of different things. Light, first of all, will light up a place so you can see what's wrong. Light also will light up a path so you can see where to go. But light is also a way of measuring things. How many's ever heard of light year, you tracky people, right? Do you know that light travels at 186,000 miles a second? So when the sun peeps out behind the moon, it takes 8 minutes and 17 seconds for it to reach here. Now y'all go on and do the math how far that is away. It's a long way. But the light that we have has been spreading for thousands of years. And it's spread through this community. It is spreading in the foreign fields as we've had witness of those that are here tonight that are laboring there. But here's the game plan that God has for His church. We are to take the light, which is Jesus Christ, and we are not to so much focus on the big picture as much as we are to focus on the one. This fall, I preached a message and the thought is stuck in my mind and maybe even my goal for this year. I want to do for one like I want to do for everyone. And sometimes when we see the multitudes, we just see that we got too big of a job. And God says, all I need you to do is go to the one. The one at the gas station. The one that lives next door. The one when you carried a meal to her house today. He wants you to see the one. And do for that one like you'd like to do for everyone. And in doing that, we can spread the light. So I'm going to ask my boys to come forward. And these boys are going to come down each row and just light the candle on the end. That's all I want lit for now. Just light the candles on each end. And I just want you to turn to the one beside of you and light her candle. Just continue to go. This is a good looking crowd. I didn't know in the dark. And I think to me, and you can see the picture, I don't have to say much. Everyone just had one little candle, and one little candle by itself doesn't make that big of a difference. But look what all these candles together will do. So when we want to throw up our hands and we think we live in a world that can't be fixed, you got the answer. It's Jesus Christ. He can fix the troubled world. But He can use you to do it. And you kids that are in school and you think that there's no way I can tell them what they need to hear. You can, one at a time. But you might be surprised in your school, there might be some others just like you. They're just afraid to be seen. But when one steps up, it makes it easier for the other. And if I could challenge this one way tonight, the last Christmas that possibly some in this building will ever be together with. We don't know how time happens, but it's very possible our missionaries will be gone, and it's very possible that some won't be here next year because of death. But here's what I want you to know. If God gives us opportunity, even tonight when we walk out of here, let your light shine. Let somebody know about the hope that is here. And I love what the angels left with the shepherds. Glory to God in the highest, and what? Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. And we can have peace tonight, even in a troubled world. Because Jesus is here. He wasn't a story. He's not a statue. He's real. He's alive. So Joe, could you come and let's stand together and let's sing Because He Lives as a closing song tonight. Joe actually found it in a book. In the blue book. Let's stand together. How many know this song? I mean, Baptist, sing it like you know it.
God sent His Son. They call Him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because He lives. Thank you.
Aren't you glad he's alive?
Amen.
I've needed him today, and I'm sure I'll need him tomorrow. And he'll be there. No call waiting. He won't ignore me. He's not accepting my calls. He's there every time. Let somebody know that tonight. Let them know that tomorrow. Somebody don't know that. And you have the light. Tell them. WC, would you come up and close us in prayer tonight? I believe, if I'm not mistaken, WC is our senior member. Here tonight, anyway. He doesn't look like he'd be over 60.
Gracious Heavenly Father, as we humbly come before you tonight, we are so thankful that you sent your Son. He came willingly, left his home in glory, and came here and lived and suffered like we do. You know, we know that you're suffering in all forms, like if we know you can sympathize with us when we go through these trials. And you know the answer, that you always able to help us if we just call on you. And Father, we ask you that you give us the grace to tell others about you that more and more each day as we grow in your love and nurture and admonition of you. And Father, we just ask you as special hands upon us that we might realize our position before you. You know, if we can get our homes to recognize you and trust you and live for you, we've got a greater witness throughout the world. It can just start with one person, one home, one church. It don't matter how little or how big, just because if we know you're in, nothing's too small for you. And Father, we just praise you for your goodness to us and for allowing us to be able to serve you. What a privilege it is. We just don't realize what a great privilege it is just to serve you, the privilege of God. Father, we ask you to be with our church, help us to be a great witness, we might reach others. We pray for all the missionaries we are involved with, and all the ones that spread your gospel throughout the world, especially the ones that we know and ones we're involved with. We just ask you to bless them. Many, many souls will be saved in your name, Holy Lord. Father, we have finish up this year, and we just ask you to help us to serve you throughout the next year. If you let us live that long, we just praise you for everything. We ask you to bless us now and dismiss us in the middle of anything. I ask you in your Son's presence. Amen.